What's occurring?
And now our daily guessing game quiz. Play along at home on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
A brand new week. No chopper this week, so here's Anna Lee off the actual news.
Hello, I'm not feeling competitive, overly competitive at all, honestly.
You're quite looking forward to this, aren't you?
I am desperate to win this. Go on, look at Becky's face. Come on, bring it on.
Chappers has normally given up by this point in the afternoon. So.
Quite nice to have a bit of healthy competition, yeah. I like it.
I'm feeling enthusiastic.
Okay, here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
Anna Lee versus Becky on Oh, What's Occurring? Right, now, Anna, this isn't the question, right?
Mm.
But how would you rate yourself at kissing out of 10? No need to be modest, it's your last week.
That's true. 10.5.
Really?
Yeah. You said no need to be modest.
All right. Is that true? 10.5? Are you good?
Probably about an 8 or
eight,
something.
Right. Like, oh, so quite good.
No, not bad. Yeah. Not bad. I try.
No complaints. Now, we asked 12 people on the streets of Great Britain how they would rate themselves at kissing. What number came out the most? That's my question to you. What was the most common number they rated themselves as? We asked 12 people. Anna?
I reckon it's going to be quite high.
Why?
Because I don't think people, even if people knew they were a bit rubbish, I don't think they'd admit to it.
Okay.
So I'm going to say 8, actually. I reckon 8.
Becky?
6.
You think 6?
Yeah, I think some people just say, I'm all right, 6.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked 12 people on the streets, how would you rate yourself at kissing out of 10? Here's what they said.
Out of 10, how would you rate yourself for kissing?
9, 10.
Yeah, passionate.
Not too wet.
How would you rate yourself out of 10 for kissing?
Quite good.
What number do you think you'd give yourself?
Probably 8. Maybe even more.
I give myself an 8.
Maybe like a 7 or an 8. Like a little bit of tongue.
I would rate myself as a 9. Yeah, my girlfriend thinks I'm a pretty good kisser, so.
Complete 10. Absolute 10.
How would you rate yourself out of 10 for kissing?
12. Because I know what I'm doing with my tongue, I know what I'm doing with my lips, I know how to hold the girl properly so that she enjoys it, I know exactly what I'm doing.
I'll rate myself 10.
A horse for one, Vin.
I'll be 9, he's 8.
Why, how do you know?
Damn, man.
10 out of 10.
Well, I know I'm good at kissing because a lot of boys say to me I'm good, so yeah, I'll say yeah.
They're not shy on the detail, are they?
I know I'm good at kissing because a lot of boys say to me I'm good.
Okay, good. That's good for you, love.
I'll be 9, he's 8.
Why, how do you know? Damn, man.
Damn. He's an 8, my friend here.
How would you rate yourself out of 10 for kissing?
Quite good.
Okay, that's not out of 10. You were right, though, to go high, Anna.
Yeah.
10 was the most common number. You said 8, Becky said 6, so you get the point.
Hooray!
Yeah. Right, next one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Katy Perry? She came in last week. Love her. She's our favourite girl. It's on the podcast if you missed it, the Scott Mills Daily at bbc.co.uk/radio1 for free. Now, you know what Katy Perry's like. She is, let's say, expressive with her voice. She makes weird noises. Did anybody else notice that when she came in?
Yeah, she is. She squealed a lot, didn't she?
Yeah.
And, like, got quite excited.
Now, she was here on air with us for about 20 minutes last week. But here's my question to you. How much of that 20 minutes was Katy Perry just making weird noises? Becky, out of 20 minutes?
5. I just remember having to take my headphones off a bit because sometimes it was quite high pitched.
5 minutes?
Yeah. Well, not all in one go, but like split up over the 20 minutes.
All right. Anna?
Because I'm not being competitive or anything, obviously, I'm going to say 4 minutes. And 55 seconds.
Oh, no. You listen to this every day upstairs, don't you? Like, right, that's what I'm going to do when I get on. Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's What's occurring?
Katy Perry, here she is, making weird noises. Hi, Katy.
What's the antique roadshow?
Okay.
Where,
Sorry, ma'am.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Fail.
You can't see me. Wasn't quite 5 minutes. It was 28 seconds, but you said 4 minutes and 55. Once again. Oh, she's good. She's good. anyone want to hear the Katy Perry noises mixed up in a different order a little bit?
Yeah.
I do.
Je t'aime.
Oh.
Oui, je t'aime.
Oh! Okay.
What's the antique roadshow?
Little treat for you there.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, next one. Go on, Anna. 2-0.
Yeah.
You know Simon Cowell?
Mm.
He's a good bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, he seems like a nice sort of guy.
Did you know that I do quite a good impression of Simon Cowell?
Really?
Yeah, it's good. You've heard it before, haven't you, Becky?
Yep, I've had the pleasure of that one.
So the listeners. It's really good. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Oh, actually, let's play Simon himself first so we can compare and contrast. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Because then otherwise you won't be able to tell how good it is or not.
Yeah, no, that's true, actually.
Was it as good as last week? No. Are you still one of the best singers? Absolutely, yes. Is it my favourite version of that song? No. Is it better than last week? Arguably a little bit.
No. See, that's actually him. Don't get confused. I called three people who know Simon Cowell quite well. How many of them thought it was really Simon calling him? Okay. How many out of three? People that really know Simon quite well. How many thought, yep, that's Simon on the phone with my impression? Anna?
One.
You're saying one?
Yeah.
Becky?
None.
I didn't even think about that.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
First up then, it's Louis Walsh.
Hello?
Louis?
Yeah?
Simon?
Hello?
Hi. Do I have much time to talk? No. And I'll tell you why. We need to bring Daniel back, darling. Okay, bye. Now, he obviously, clearly did believe that was Simon there. Listen.
Hello?
Louis?
Yeah?
Simon?
Hello?
You see?
He
did. Yes, he did. He went, hello, like it was Simon Cowell. Does anyone know what he said before he hung up?
We need to bring Daniel back, darling.
So that's a yes. Louis believed it.
It's not, is it?
Yes. Clearly, from the tone of his voice, you could tell. Next, it's Grimmy off of Switch. Nick Grimshaw. They were down at X Factor this weekend. Now, would he think Simon was calling him? Let's find out.
Hello?
Nick.
Yes?
Simon Cowell.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to be completely honest with you, okay? Do I like your clothes? No. Do I like your hair? No. Do you need a wash? Yes. But do I want you on the Extra Factor? Yes. No, I don't think that he was having that. So that's just one so far. Louis, believe in it?
That's really mean to Grimmy.
This is fun. Fun with an F. Right, finally, I called Voiceover Man. You know, the man that goes, it's time to face the music! Like that.
It's another one to add to your repertoire.
Would Voiceover Man think that I was the real Simon Cowell?
Hello?
Peter?
Yeah?
Simon Cowell.
Hello, Simon.
Hi. I'm going to be completely honest with you, okay? This,
yes.
This time to face the music thing, is it the best way to start the show? No. Do I like it? No. Have I thought of something better? Yes. Shall I tell you what it is? Yes. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Okay, it's Bring on the Wall. It's a better catchphrase. Am I a genius? Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, from this Saturday, it's Bring on the Wall, darling, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye. So, clearly, he believed it. So, what?
Did he? He was laughing at you.
Yeah, but listen to the beginning bit, please.
Hello?
Peter?
Yeah?
Simon Cowell.
Hello, Simon.
There we are. Convinced. So, Anna, you said...
I said one.
One. Becky said none. There were actually two people that believed it was Simon Cowell. So Anna Lee wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Well done, Anna.
Thanks. What's Occurring? Radio 1. Scott Mills.